As people go about their daily business, Wisconsin's primary election is actually front of mind, or at least for more of us than usual.
Do you always vote in primary elections, or is this one special?
Probably more so this one. I haven't traditionally in the past, no.
Why are you now?
Because I'm more interested in it.
More interested, this woman says, because before now she felt there was no real competition. But this time, three Democrats are locked in a tight race for the gubernatorial nomination. We asked University of Wisconsin political science professor and voter behavior expert Virginia Shapiro to call it for us. Will it be Doyle, Barrett, or Faulk?
It's too close to call. The polls are showing them very close, a large margin of error, and a lot of don't know, so... As a public opinion specialist, the only thing I have to go on is good evidence, and they're too close to call.
In 1998, just under 13% of eligible voters in Wisconsin turned out for the primary. Projections this primary are in the 20 to 25% range, according to Elections Board Chief Kevin Kennedy.
It's not unusual to see a 20 to 25% turnout when there's an interesting primary on either side of the ticket. We have an interesting primary in the Democratic gubernatorial, and throughout the state there's a lot of Republican primaries at the county courthouse level for sheriff, district attorney, as well as some primaries in the Waukesha and Milwaukee area.
Professor Shapiro says still primaries garner nowhere near the 50 or even 70% turnouts of general presidential races. She calls primaries low information contests, where even interested voters aren't getting much. Shapiro says that's where statewide recognition, like that of Jim Doyle, ordinarily gives a primary candidate the edge. The reason this one's so unpredictable, according to Shapiro, is that Barrett is from Milwaukee and Faulk is best known in Madison, the two places that matter most come Election Day. But you can't convince one Madison man of that.
Do you ever vote in primaries?
No.
Why not?
It don't really make a difference, really.
Professor Shapiro says, actually, it does. When turnout is low, every vote counts more. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.